Chapter 3 Simon and Brian. It became clear that Simon would survive his wounds and troubles. For one thing, he was eating everything that wasn't nailed to the ground and many things that were. Within a few weeks of Simon's arrival on the farm, his coat began to grow back. He stood a bit more on his feet each day. He took his medicine and drank his water and ate his cookies and apples and was always watching the barn door, waiting for me to come through it with my treats and copy of Platero and Me. Simon loved life. I could see it in his eyes. He wanted to live, and I knew donkeys are hardy, among the most durable animals in the world. Under the proper care, he'd recover, unless there was something terribly wrong with him that we couldn't see. He was almost instantly more comfortable. The lice were dead, and the flies stayed out of the shadows of the hay feeder in the barn. His infected jaw healed, the swelling reduced. He was taking painkillers for his twisted feet, and he figured out how to chew without the teeth that had been removed. His eyes were bright and clear, and always focused on me. I saw right away that Simon loved attention and that he needed it. It was like breath to him. He just closed his eyes and purred when his soft nose and ears were rubbed. Simon and I wandered through the beautiful town of Moguer. We stopped to visit the shy female burro Platero loved, and the little shepherd playing his pipe under the twinkling light of Venus. We sniffed the flowers in the church garden and watched the sparrows fly out of the vestry trees. We tasted the peaches Platero helped himself to from a neighbor's grove. We witnessed his encounters with children playing on the farms he trotted past. Donkeys are known to love children, and they seem to bring life to Simon, to stir his soul in a special way. I saw this with Mackenzie Barrett, who named him. It was even more powerfully evident in his new friendship with Brian, a 12-year-old boy who lived up the hill. When Marie and I first spotted the small trailer about a quarter mile up the hill from the farm, we just assumed no one was living there.